Brand Trump and brand Clinton will not be the only brands on display at tonight's debate. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. By one estimate, maybe 100 million people could be watching and listening to the first presidential debate tonight from Hofstra University in New York. That would put the audience in Super Bowl territory, with one big difference. No single media outlet has an exclusive. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein now on how the media are planning to cash in.
The debate itself is ad-free, but the 30-second spots before and after the main event are going for between $200,000 and $250,000 on the national networks. Brian Steinberg, senior TV editor for Variety, says that's what some of the top TV shows get.
I mean, $200,000 and up, you know, it's like Better Call Saul, Scandal, $207,000, The Voice, $219,000, Modern Family, $236,000.
As high as these prices may sound, it's cheap compared to last season's Super Bowl, with prices around $5 million a spot. David Campanelli at Horizon Media says there's one crucial difference between these two events.
This isn't an event that's taking place on one network. It's going to be across five or six networks, which gives the advertisers who do want to participate a lot of options, a lot of places to go.
Networks are leveraging the debate's popularity by getting companies who want prime debate slots to buy less popular ad time as well. And if Trump and Clinton make great theater tonight, who knows what advertisers be willing to cough up for the next round. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
There is a Marketplace debate watching thing online tonight with my colleagues and some fact-checking, marketplace.org or Marketplace on Twitter. Deutsche Bank stock is down 6.2% in Frankfurt now. BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker tells us that this powerful player has powerful problems right now, and the German government may not help out.
The new low in Deutsche Bank's share price reflects German media reports that Chancellor Angela Merkel has ruled out a government bailout for the troubled lender. The bank's persistent problems are serious enough to at least raise in investors' minds the possibility that it might need help. Last year, the bank lost $7 billion. On top of the weaknesses in the basic business, Deutsche must also contend with the damage done by the financial misconduct of its staff. It has already paid out heavily for past sins and now faces demands from US authorities for another $14 billion over the sale of mortgage-backed securities. Deutsche Bank's total stock market value isn't much more than that, so it could ill afford to settle for such a large sum.
The tributes to Arnold Palmer have been pouring in with news of his death overnight at the age of 87. We also note he's the first sports figure to turn his brand into gazillions through endorsements. Cadillac, Pennzoil, Hertz, United Airlines. The global sports talent management group IMG started as a vehicle for Arnold Palmer. The 23 winners of the MacArthur Genius Grants announced Friday. One recipient was honored for financial innovation, that is, his work with low-income people, often with no bank accounts or data in their credit file. Jose Quiñones is founder and CEO of the San Francisco-based Mission Asset Fund that builds upon something that already exists in many communities. These are called lending circles, that is, friends and family willing to slip you some cash if you'll really pay it back.
There's this really rich tradition in the immigrant communities of coming together and lending and saving money together. In Mexico, this activity is called tandas, condinas, all throughout the Caribbean, they're called susus. And instead of just like, you know, putting it in a box, we said, you know, this is a great activity. Let's start there. Let's start the conversation with what they were already doing. And then from that, we were able to develop, you know, lending circles, the program that we have now.
So lending circles. So it's people who are already in a kind of social network. Who say, I know that woman, I know that guy, he'll be good for it. I wouldn't mind lending a little bit.
People come together, either family, coworkers, friends, and they come together in groups of, say, 10 or 12 or 13 people, and they all agree to put in $100, $500, or, you know, $50. They, you know, they raise that you know, total sum of $1,000, and then somebody takes $1,000 in month one, and then they do it again on the second month, and then somebody else takes it $1,000. And what we do in turn is service that loan, service that promise of paying back, and then also report that activity to the credit bureaus. and thereby helping people build or improve their credit scores by us sending them the payment information to the three national credit bureaus.
And you find it works? It can raise people's credit scores in the traditional credit scoring system?
Yeah, you know, it does. I mean, I was really amazed, frankly, of how effective it was because, I mean, you know, we have to remember that most of the folks that we work with, you know, either have no credit scores or they're just completely invisible to the credit systems. And so any positive payment information, frankly, has a really dramatic effect on the credit scores. You know, we did a study and we found that on average, people increase their credit scores by 168 points.
And you've sat in with these lending circles in action. Generally, people are good for the money. They generally get the money back the way they've promised.
Over the course of the past 8 years since we've been doing this work, you know, we managed, you know, over $6.2 million in loans. Our default rate is 0.7%. I mean, the industry standard, you know, in the micro lending world is more like 12 to 14%. So this is a really dramatic difference in how people are actually, you know, performing in our product. You know, but because I think, again, it goes back to that this is more than just a product. This is our way of recognizing and empowering them, and people are responding in kind.
Jose Quiñones is CEO of the nonprofit Mission Asset Fund and one of the 23 recipients of this year's MacArthur Awards, the genius grants, as we like to call them. Mr. Quiñones, thank you for this. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
I was reading a piece he wrote in MIT's Innovations Quarterly. Quiñones wrote that the assumptions that poor people are financially illiterate and are, quote, just waiting for a financial lesson plan to save them is wrong and robs people of their dignity and agency. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.